It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by two locally operated West Duluth businesses, Duluth Grill and Park State Bank. Joining us in the studios this morning, Sarah Glessner, now with the St. Louis River Alliance. You changed your hat.
I did.
You have a new hat.
This is a brand new hat.
So congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Now, we've talked on this show a lot in the past that there are so many, many environmental organizations in this community and so many different groups, and they're all trying to do wonderful, wonderful things. So for the St. Louis River Alliance to partner with another environmental group is like, well, yeah, of course, we have to. But now you're partnering with students who are students of architecture and of landscaping and urban planning. So you guys aren't really necessarily speaking the same language automatically. What's that partnership like?
It's a very different language, and we are helping to facilitate this Design Duluth Collaborative. This is actually a working partnership which is funded by the Bush Foundation, and it's facilitated by the St. Louis River Alliance and Duluth LISC, but the creative force definitely comes from the students from the College of Design on the University of Minnesota campus. Those students come to the Duluth area and kind of bring a fresh vision to a very specific region of our community, which is the St. Louis River Corridor. And that spark of interest actually began after the flood, when it was obvious that there was a need to possibly revitalize that community area and deal with some infrastructure issues. And so on an annual basis, the students come up to our area and actually go to the neighborhoods, visit with community members, community leaders, and kind of get a sense of what the community would like to see happen in their neighborhoods to kind of bring people in, realize how important the river corridor is, and provide additional access to other parts of the community when people don't necessarily think of that as a destination area.
Not that anyone would ever, ever want a flood and to have an area of a community destroyed, but there really is a potential, if you have to start over better. Now, when you work with other environmental organizations and they come in and they're probably seeing a lot of the same things that you do, what's it been like working with these students that are coming in with a completely different tack? Maybe some of them are not residents of the area, so they're looking at the whole thing with really fresh eyes. What's that like?
For me, it's been a very new experience because this is a brand new role for me. But our board chair, Bill Majeski, who has been involved with the project since the beginning, has helped to kind of ground the students. So we work really hard to strike a balance with the design group. They come in with this fresh vision. They look at buildings, structures, open spaces that we've all looked at for years and just think of them as what they are. And the students see them as potential restaurants, new trails, gathering places. And our job is to provide that history, the backstory behind the community in the area, which is a really rich community with people that have been longtime residents, and help kind of ground that in reality so the students can bring that fresh vision, but at the same time, work with what we can actually achieve in the community.
So sometimes you might have to say to the students, whoa, No.
That's
nobody's
true.
Nobody's going to go for that. You know, nobody's going to go for that nightclub right there.
Exactly.
But there must be other times when the students come in and go, we could have a thus and such. And you guys go, wow, we could have a thus and such.
Exactly. That is probably the biggest success of this project, is the students come in and some of the designs are just theoretical and beautiful and actual art. And then the students take time to look at them. They look at them in the space, scale some of the aspects back so it's possible, and then really focus some good ideas that can come out of that. And I think especially this round of design, the students are really going to be focusing more on specific neighborhoods than on the grand scale of the whole river corridor. And what we had at this first design forum, which was held at Clyde Iron this last week, is a first look at the students' artistic concepts. So it's big ideas. And then community members were invited to come participate, residents of the area, and just give the students more feedback. And they'll be coming back again in December to do that again with a more polished idea.
What did the residents, how did the residents react when they came to that meeting?
So the residents have come to these forums several times, the community residents, and they actually do a really good job of connecting with the students. When the students originally came up to Duluth earlier this fall, they were sent out into the neighborhoods. Go walk around, find people, meet people. Some of them convinced community residents to take them on a boat ride. Others wandered through.
I like these people.
Yeah, they did. And that really allowed them to talk to people that live there. And the residents, again, provided some fantastic feedback for the students about property ownership, timelines, historical land use, all those important things the students may have not figured out prior to their design forum.
Should we be using, this is sort of a theoretical question, should we be using and incorporating students into the life of the community in all kinds of aspects, maybe more? I mean, this seems like a really cool way of getting some really fresh ideas, especially because there's always people there who are willing to balance and say, whoa, you know, this isn't going to work and this is why. But do you think this is a valuable experience for kind of any aspect of the community to have this fresh look and these excited people that are ready to do magical things?
I think in all of the roles I've had over the last several years working with different nonprofits, revitalizing the different initiatives, especially environmental or collaborative initiatives with student energy has been extremely positive. Anytime I bring students in, they're excited. They want to start with as much creativity and intelligence as they can bring to a project. And having boundless energy is not a problem for them. And other people who have been working in the area might start to feel a little bit like, okay, I've been struggling through this project for a while. You can bring in the students, get their creative ideas, and then match that with the community members and community leaders that can help balance out their work. And I think it becomes a really fantastic partnership.
The world hasn't told them no enough yet.
Yes.
To take away, like you say, that boundless energy and that sense that magical things are possible. And to get that kind of shot in the arm has got to feel really good.
It is. It's wonderful. Everyone needs that. Sometimes you don't even realize until you go to these design forums and you see these students who are just kind of learning how to communicate with their possible whether clients or, you know, practicing their skills, working with community members, that you really do need that shot in the arm, that you have been looking at things for one way, maybe for too long. And it's nice to have kind of a role reversal and go, oh, that's right. There are so many possibilities for this area.
Sarah, it sounds wonderful. And I'm looking forward to continuing discussions and finding out what the students are up to with this Design Duluth project. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Sarah Glessner, our guest this morning with the St. Louis River Alliance. Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.